technology does play a role in the way we vote these days, even though you don't have to bring a photo ID in some places. But I know that when I voted, I had the electronic card and pushed it in, and then I gave it to somebody as I left. Do we have any idea of where that information goes and if it is accurately counted?
We have ideas, and they're not all really comforting ideas, frankly. Here's really the problem, frankly. The problem with electronic voting is about a quarter of the people that voted this year voted using some sort of method where there was no physical manifestation of their vote when they were done. So if you do a recount, you hit a button and it spits out the same number over and over again. You can't physically go back and count the ballots. When you walk away, you don't have anything you can physically look at to go, yeah, it got it right, or, oh no, I meant to vote for candidate A, and it says I voted for candidate B. All of those are real problems in the electronic voting world.
All right, but
voters should be concerned.
As a voter, though, I mean, I don't want that to happen, but the last thing I want to do is to do my voting electronically and then have to write something down on a piece of paper or do it, you know, the old-fashioned way. I mean, isn't there a happy medium somewhere?
Well, there is, and voting is a huge industry, and what we're really talking about here is really understanding where the industry is, where it's going, and where the flaws are. If you voted earlier this week and you didn't get some kind of, essentially, receipt, then there may not have been any physical manifestation of your vote that was retained by the polling place either. If that happened to me, I'd probably want to say something to my commissioner of elections in my county or in my state, because your vote could have been by human error or deliberate human action be thwarted and applied to some other candidates or not counted at all, and no one would ever know. That's really what's at issue here.
By receipt, do you mean just a piece of paper that says, yes, you actually voted, or is it the piece of paper that actually has the itemized, you know, ballots that you cast?
You want that receipt to be itemized. And look, if we can get a receipt at the gas station,
mm-hmm. Right.
At the pump, we can get a receipt when we vote. It takes an extra 15 or 30 seconds. And the importance for all of democracy is way huger than that receipt at the gas station.
What do you think of the chances in our lifetime, or how long would it be before we don't actually have to go to a polling place? We just get online and we put in our name and our password and then we do it electronically. Right over the computer.
Yeah, why not? Why not? As long as, look, we already know that we can do things in a very safe way online. And frankly, what's the big difference between you voting from your computer and you going to a polling place and voting? I mean, all of that information is being gathered electronically. It's being sent off some other place. How do you think CNN can start, you know, telling you who voted 10 minutes after the polling place is closed? So all of that within our lifetime, I mean, you know, within this decade, I think we'll be seeing people doing that.
All right, but
people in New Jersey voting by email.
You tell me, though, you're the tech guru. Is it easier to hack into something if it's online, if it's web-based, than versus having machines that are physically in a building?
It's all online. Even the machines in the building mm-hmm. are still somehow online. So anything can be hacked into, and anything that is created, someone will try to hack into. There's no reason why we can't vote from home, given the proper safeguards and attention to security and the ability to verify that votes were made. I mean, if you have a physical receipt of your vote after the election, and there's some other physical receipt somewhere else, and they can be tallied and correlated, then there's no reason why we couldn't vote from home.
Greg Steppen, our tech guru, thanks very much for your time. We'll do it again next week, okay?
I look forward to it. It's great to be here.